Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacific National Board Finance Committee meeting of September 29th, 2015. My name is Brian Edwards Tiekert. I'm the chair of the committee. I'm going to ask our secretary, Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay, Lydia Brezon. Adriana Kasanov.
Mason.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Nancy Sorden. Barbara Wipperman. We have seven, and that's a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Folks, before we even get bogged down with an agenda, I want to clear up our coming meeting schedule, because I'm going to have to leave the call partway through our agenda tonight. We are clearly going to need more meetings to get through budget approval, and the KPFTX calendar is starting to fill up for October. Next Tuesday, there's a scheduled meeting of the Governance Committee. Do any of the members of this committee also serve on that committee?
I do. Tony.
Tony, does scheduling a finance committee that conflicts with it present a problem for you, or are you okay with giving one or the other a skip?
I don't have a problem with giving one or the other a skip. Probably, Governor. Finance needs to get some budgets and finish that out of the way.
And this, next...
This Serene.
Yes, Serene.
I'm also on that committee, and I do have a problem.
Okay. Next Thursday, there is a scheduled meeting of the Elections Committee. Do any of the members of this committee serve on that one?
Yeah, I'm on that one.
I imagine you all are quite busy right now. How do you feel about having a conflict?
Efren.
Hello, Efren.
Hi.
Michael?
I'd rather not have a conflict if they can avoid it.
Okay. Wednesday is a conflict with a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. That will knock off half of the members of this committee. And Monday is a conflict with the PNB Personnel Committee, which will impact at least Lydia. Which leaves us with
maybe, yeah.
Friday, Saturday,
Friday,
Sunday, or the following Monday.
Friday?
The clicking you heard behind me was my girlfriend loading a shotgun.
Is your girlfriend doing what?
I have a strong aversion to Friday night meetings.
So do I. Following Monday.
Well, what about the 12th? Keeping the 13th and also meeting on the 12th.
Well, the 12th could be very difficult for me.
12th is Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, depending on how you mark it.
Oh, is that too?
Yeah. Is this Lydia?
Yeah, Lydia.
I forgot I had an ACLU meeting on homelessness at our building. I'm sorry, but I assume we haven't made quorum yet.
We have made quorum. We're discussing our next meeting.
I'm sorry, we're what?
Discussing our next meeting.
Oh, we're on the stream?
We're on the stream.
We are on the stream.
Sorry.
Okay, well, it sounds like we've pretty much crossed off the options between now and our meeting on October 13th. Which will leave us with many, many budgets not approved 2 weeks into the fiscal year, and potentially much longer if the budgets we review at that meeting are not ready for approval. But I don't see an alternative that works around people's conflicts.
It would leave us the 9th, Friday the 9th.
if members of this committee feel like we need an extra meeting in October to wrap up any potentially outstanding budget business, I would recommend penciling in one now for Monday the 19th, which is the only open day on the KPFTX calendar. In fact,
we haven't had the national office or the PRA budgets yet either.
I am well aware of that.
Monday the 19th is potentially a problem for me.
How potentially, sir?
We have to see what's going to happen earlier that day at something.
Okay. Tuesday the 20th, the Archive Task Force is meeting. Are there any members here who have a conflict with that and who would object to meeting on that day?
I am, and I won't.
Okay. So I've not heard any objection. How about I make a motion for us to pencil in the meeting for Tuesday the 20th, starting at 8:30 Eastern?
I'm sorry, and we can't point of information.
The 20th, yes, sir,
Radio Archives.
What's your question, sir?
What's the reason why we can't meet on the 19th?
Our Paul has a conflict.
He has a conflict, or he has a possible conflict, as opposed to Archives where two members have conflict.
I guess that question's to you, Paul.
As I said before, we can't. I am not sure how that is going to work. There is a potential conflict right there on that night, so cannot tell at this time precisely.
Brian, can you take a vote?
Okay, the motion is for the 20th. It will conflict with the Archive Task Force. That's Tuesday, October 20th, starting at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. Is there any objection?
Yes, I thought I heard...
I'm sorry, I heard two people speaking at once, but I don't know that I heard either of them objecting. Is anyone objecting to setting a meeting for Tuesday, October 20th?
I'd like to ask a question for Monday the 19th.
I'm sorry. All I'm asking for is if there's an objection to the motion to meet on Tuesday the 20th.
I have a point of information.
What's your question, Siri?
Okay. So can we vote between the 19th and the 20th? We know that the 20th is a conflict for two members of both the Archives and Finance. I mean, I'll give it up, but I think I missed the last one because there was a conflict of some other meeting. And on the 19th, we only have one potential conflict as opposed to two known conflicts. So I think we should vote between those 2 days.
You know what? We can vote to put them both on the calendar and then cancel whichever we don't need. How's that sound?
This is Lydia. Can we just vote? We have to report. Just take the roll.
Okay, I'm not hearing a motion to amend or to substitute, so the vote is...
So this is Michael. I offer a substitute for the 19th.
Okay,
Michael's offering a substitute motion to meet on October 19th. Is there any objection to the substitute to meet on October 19th?
Oh, I'll object. Well, sure. Yeah, I'll object. Why not?
Okay, call the roll, Paul.
Okay. Second. All right. This is on the amendment to meet on September 19th. Okay. Lydia Brezon.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman.
Abstain.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes, to the 19th.
Nancy Sorden. Nancy Sorden. Barbara Wipperman. Okay, 4-1. 4-4, 1 against, and 3 abstentions.
All right. If our poll turns out to have a conflict, the four people who voted for that are on the hook for taking notes. So I sent out a draft agenda.
Wait, what, wasn't that an amendment there? Because you made...
No.
Oh, you're correct. It was a substitute. We have to vote on it a second time. Is there any... Now that this is the main motion to meet on the 19th starting at 8:30 Eastern, is there any objection to it? Okay. We now have a meeting calendared for Monday, October 19th, starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, 7:30 Central. On to agenda approval. I sent out a draft agenda. I want to set a couple time certains to respect the time of management staff who are intending to join our call or may already be on it. But first, we need a motion to approve the agenda before we can amend it.
So moved. This is Lydia.
Well, when did you send it out? I'm not sure which version we're looking at here.
7 days ago, after our last meeting.
Yeah, last week? Yeah, okay.
Okay. The motion is from Brazan to approve the agenda, and I want to propose setting a time certain of 6:30 Pacific, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern for second review of the KPFT budget. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, that amendment is now incorporated. So, item E1, R. Paul.
Well, yeah, okay, so let me get
that. Yeah,
so item E1 is 21 KPFT is time certain. We already had that written down.
Yeah, it was in the...
Oh, look at that.
Okay, that was already in there, so...
So, my apologies, that was redundant. The second amendment I want to propose is to set a time certain of 7:15 Pacific, which is 10:15 Eastern, for the third review of the KPFK budget. So that is item F1.
Is it possible we could do that at 10? I mean, do you need more than half an hour, really?
You can propose to change the time if you'd like.
I'm proposing to change it to 10, because I don't want to be on the phone at 11 with you guys.
Okay. The proposal is to amend the amendment to be 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. So any objection to 7 p.m. Pacific for KPFK?
Well, this is, okay, the time zone again. We have KPFK, this is time for ending, right?
No, time for starting KPFK's budget.
Oh, okay. At 9 p.m. Central, in other words.
Correct, 9 Central.
So that would leave just 30 minutes for KPFT. Well, I don't think it's enough time for KPFT, but I'll defer to the rest of you.
Okay, I haven't heard any objections yet. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
This is Lydia. I'm sorry, what did Bill say about KPFT?
Well, he said he doesn't think it's enough time for KPFT, but he's also not objecting.
Okay, well, how about reversing it and making KPFK at 6:30 and KPFT at 7?
Leslie is not on this call, and I think she's trying to get home so she could get on the call later. Maybe it's something like...
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. That's it.
And Dwayne should be on in a minute now.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir, I'm on.
The amendment you made was for 10:15 Eastern for the KPFK budget. The KPFT budget is already done here.
That's correct. I believe Bill was expressing concern that discussion of KPFT would be cut off prematurely.
Oh, okay. So the amendment is 10 o'clock for KPFK.
10 o'clock KPFK. Any objections? Hearing none, that's now the primary amendment. Are there any objections to 10 o'clock KPFK? Hearing none, that time certain is now incorporated into the proposed agenda. We have a time certain of 8:30 Central for KPFT and 7 o'clock Pacific for KPFK. Does anyone wish to propose any further amendments? Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is now adopted. We will continue with the agenda until we hear Dwayne join the call. So we're on to minutes approval. You're here, Dwayne?
Markeisha is here. I'm not sure if Dwayne's on yet.
Oh, hi, Markeisha. Okay. Then we're at the time certain it's arrived for the KPFT budget. So
it came about 15 minutes ago. So, but I haven't heard back. And I told him earlier today again, reminded him it would be about now.
Well, what do you want to do, Dwayne, Bill? Do you want to wait for him? Or do you want to start so you have more time?
At a time, we could start, and Markeisha could probably answer questions, too.
Okay. Let's do version control first. Which document from KPFT are we looking at tonight?
Okay. Let's see. I'll send out an email again. It's the same as the one that we had I sent about 2 weeks ago, and Dwayne sent you and the national office then also, and then I uploaded another version. I'd sent out a version that just had it was unlocked, and it had the budgets worksheet, and I uploaded another one that had all the additional tabs. And let me find this one. It has V8 in it. There's two different ones. They both say V8, and one of them just has the additional tabs, and the other doesn't.
Oh.
Okay.
It says V8 in the name of the file?
In the name of the file, yes.
Okay, Adriana, this is only on establishing which file we're working from, correct?
I know. That's why I'm asking, because we were working during the last 2 weeks with version 9. Now we revert to version 8, an hour before the meeting? Mm-hmm. Are you sure that this version, V8? Are you totally sure?
Let's ask Markeisha.
I'm going off of what you said, Bill, version 8. I don't know about a version 9 because I wasn't privy to a version.
If you go to the Yahoo group, I sent a link to you before the last meeting, and there's two of them in there. There is a version 9 in there, but Dwayne suggests we go back to the 8 version. None of them have been reviewed or approved by the LSB.
Okay, so we're talking about this file on the Yahoo group that's Prelim FY 2016 Budget Version 8, uploaded at 4:30 Pacific, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern today.
Right, and that's the one that has all the worksheets. The one that also has V8 that has LSB 090215. It's the same version, but it only has just the. That's the one I sent earlier about 2 weeks ago that has just the budgets tab worksheet.
Gotcha. Okay. Is everybody clear on what file we're using?
Okay. It's version 8, Senate 731. It's in the file underneath KPFT FY 2016 budget docs.
Correct.
Okay.
When did we receive that? Today?
About 2 hours ago.
Is that Eklund? I believe that's the same one Dwayne sent you a week or two ago. And again, I think he sent it also Friday.
Okay, but I want us all to look at the same file. So the one we're looking at, lest there be discrepancies between what there was 2 weeks ago and what there is now, is the one that was uploaded to the Yahoo group 2 hours ago, correct?
What time was that?
4:31 Pacific.
4:31. I don't have in my incoming 4:31.
I have 33
after the hour.
Can we just email it to all of you again? Let's just...
Maybe you can just have the FTC resend.
That might be helpful, Bill.
Okay.
But is that from the Yahoo list?
That is from the Yahoo group, yes.
Yeah, I think I was included, but I don't have the copy.
It's not a file. It was a link to the Yahoo files section. It was not an attachment. You have to click on the link.
Okay.
an email from Bill at 5 p.m. saying KPFT budget for review tonight.
Okay. And I'm sending it right now. Should get it in a minute or so. I'm sending both versions. The one that has all the tabs, I think, is locked. So you might, I had trouble with, you know, changing the column width so I could see all the digits, the millions digits. But the other one is unlocked, and it's just the budget worksheet.
Okay. Everybody got the same file?
What's the version again?
Version 8-1.
Could I ask that we have a reading of the full name of the file? Because I've got several of them, and I'm not sure if some of them have the same name.
KPFT underscore prelim underscore FY2016 underscore budget underscore version underscore 8-1.
Hyphen one. Okay. I don't have that.
I only have underscore.
I think the hyphen, Brian, I think the hyphen one just means that you downloaded it a second time. That's not part of the file name.
Oh, thank you. That may well be.
Well, while I download it, it's like, yeah, make it, it depends the
I'm
one.
I'm sorry, you're correct.
It
yeah, the file name is 8.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, does someone want to walk us through the changes from the last version of the budget we looked at?
Okay, actually, we haven't looked through a version yet, have we? I don't believe.
Okay. Yes, we did, but...
My copy of this is locked up to column AJ, and I see very little past that without...
Well, I sent both versions, the one that has the budget worksheet is not locked.
All right, I've undone that.
Yeah, maybe that would be easier to use that.
But for the purposes of this discussion, which of the two that you sent should we be using?
Hold on just a second. Let me go back to the file names and find this again. Sorry. Sorry, my computer's a little slow here. I've got too many tabs open.
CDM?
The one that Brian read out earlier, KPFT underscore FY2016 underscore budget underscore V underscore 8-LSB 090215.
Okay, that's not right.
Brian?
I don't know that one. I'm going to go looking for it. I have one that says budget underscore version underscore 8 with all the tabs.
One has version spelled out and one has V8. What are we looking for? Which one are we using?
And I'm sorry, I didn't change the names of them. That's just the way they got them.
Bill, I have a question for you. The file name you just read off, was that distributed using some file sharing service other than Yahoo Groups? YIMG.com?
I just emailed it as an attachment just a few minutes ago.
Oh.
There were two attachments. That was one of them.
Got it.
That's
mm-hmm.
Yahoo.
So we're looking at the
audience.
Yes, Adriana.
The question is for Bill. Bill, is the same one, the same V8 that we discussed, the one that said, let me see, LSE 090215?
It's not the same one that you and I and Dwayne discussed.
That's okay. I want to know if it's the same. Actually, I take care of the rest. I want to know if it's 16 is that.
I believe it's different. I forget. We've been through so many of them. It was the one before that, I believe, that Dwayne presented to our local finance committee.
But we have one V8. We don't have 9 V8.
Hello.
Nancy to the
fact. Dwayne?
Excuse me.
So I'm sorry. You need to say your name if you want to be recognized, because I don't know who excuse me is. Who is that?
Dwayne, just getting on the call. Excuse me for being late.
Hi, Dwayne. Welcome aboard. We're in a mess of files right now. So the most recent file name I heard read off by Bill is the one that ends in LSB 090215. I heard Nancy had a question. Nancy?
The attachment, the email that Bill just sent has two attachments. One is 95 KB, the other is 908 KB. Both of them appear to be version 8. I'm wondering, are they just, is the 95 KB one just like one of the pages of the larger 908 KB file?
Correct. It just has the budget worksheet tab.
And
the big file has all of them.
And the big file has all the tabs?
Yes.
Okay, so we only
need... I think it's locked also. That's the other...
The V8 one.
Depending on your computer, you might not see all the digits.
Okay.
The big one.
Which one is locked, the bigger one or the smaller one?
The bigger one.
Okay, Adriana, did we resolve your question? I'm losing track.
Well, you know, the problem is exactly the same play than ever. You know, exactly. This was happening since April in our LSB. It's exactly the same problem. We work, we do all of this, and then suddenly, 2 hours before the meeting, start all these things. We don't know what we are talking about. You know, this is how professionals work. Yeah.
Okay. I believe we're all looking at the same budget document now. So, Dwayne, Markeisha, I want to respect your time. Can you take us on a quick spin through the highlights?
I'm sorry, Brian.
I don't know who I'm sorry is.
This is Serene Roberts. Which document are we using? The one that uses the letter V underscore 8 or the one that uses the word version underscore 8? Which one are we to use?
My understanding is that they are identical, but one provides supporting detail.
Larger ones provide supporting detail.
Enter an access code.
Okay. Dwayne, Markeisha, who's going to present?
This is Dwayne. Let me just start off by saying the version that I sent on behalf of KPFT's staff is not version 8. It was sent to the NFC a week ago. It was version KPFT management version. Markeisha has access to all of these documents in real time. I have just come from a funeral service, and I am not in access to the files where I'm at right now. I can speak to the version 8, whether it's V8 or version underscore 8, as both being not the versions we're presenting to this committee. Those were versions presented to the KPFT Local Station Board Finance Committee and were never agreed to. As a matter of fact, agreements that were entered into at those meetings were walked away from by members of that committee and are, in my and the staff's estimation, moot. They were presented to Efren just to give him a sense of where we had gone. The version of the budget that we were prepared to present and Markeisha can address is more a version 3 variation than a version 8.
Version 3?
Well,
management version.
Management version.
Adriana?
Okay. I feel like I'm in the middle of a Monty Python sketch here, guys. So, Dwayne, I have an email from you, not from a week ago, it's from 2 weeks ago, with the file titled FY2016 KPFT Budget 09-15-15. It doesn't have any version number in the file name. Is that what you're referring to?
Markeisha, is that...
No, it says management on it. It says management at the end of it.
Adriana?
09:15 is the right timestamp, so I would think.
Is it?
And it was from D. Bradley at kpft.org?
Yeah.
It ultimately didn't tell me what your total listener was supported, and I'll tell you if you're right.
Adriana for the stack.
Okay, just a second, Adriana. I'm trying to figure out what we're talking about before we talk about it. The total listener support from the budget attached to that email for FY 2016 was 1,091,608.
Yes, that's right. The one.
So
that's the management proposed budget, and we have dueling budgets, one from the board, one from the management at KPFT.
No, we don't have we do not have a board budget. The board never passed a budget. They were given up through version 8 to consider. That meeting disbanded in argumentation and was never passed to the LSB. It was never passed by the LSB. It was never passed by the local finance committee.
So, I'm sorry, Bill, I don't understand. What is the provenance of the budget that you sent out to this committee 2 hours ago?
Well, this is I don't think I have one that had management in the file handling, but this is the one that was sent out, I believe, a couple of weeks ago, and then you also sent it Friday to me and Markeisha in the national office. It's the same one. I thought that was the one we were going to be looking at tonight. I apologize if I misunderstood, but it was what you said Friday was the same one that I was referring to. And had V8 in it. But I'm confused too, sorry.
Adriana, what's your question?
I don't have a question, I have a motion. My motion is that after we receive and we have all the emails and they know that we are asking, and this committee passed a motion to receive the documents at least 3 days in advance. This is a joke. This is exactly the same lack of respect that we are having since April in our LSE. And my motion is we keep going with the rest, and we will keep KPFT. Maybe the next meeting, when we have all the documents and they agree what we will have, we have the treasurer here, the one of the directors.
Okay, I'll take that as a motion. I'll take that as a motion to postpone. Does that reflect your intent, Adriana?
Exactly, to the next meeting, if we have documents.
To postpone till the next meeting. I just want to clarify. So, Duane, I've got that email. You know, I never passed it on to the committee. I wrote you back. The only comparison column in that budget is to the budget totals for fiscal year 2015, not the actuals from fiscal year 2015. It's really hard to assess a budget without comparison figures in it.
Then I apologize if you were not given a version that had addressed those issues, because we did, Markeisha and I addressed those. And
yes, we did.
Yeah, and perhaps it didn't get to you. It only got to the national office. I'm not
certain. Efren, do you have that budget? Do you have the budget labeled management, KPFT?
Okay. You know what, folks? This is a comedy of errors, and we're clearly not going to sort it out, and we're using 15 people's time to not sort it out. So the motion is to postpone. I would encourage everybody who is involved with this budget to communicate offline, outside of the call, and try to have complete clarity on what file we'll be reviewing at our next meeting. Is there any objection to the motion to postpone? All right, hearing none, we are done with the KPFT budget for tonight. We set a time certain for the KPFK budget of 7 o'clock, which means we can't take it up before then without a two-thirds vote. On our agenda, we do have minutes approval, but I don't have the agenda up in front of me because I've been juggling budgets. Paul, which minutes do we have outstanding?
Well, we have the 15th and the 22nd. We don't have them yet.
Okay. That'll be quick then. So we're done with minutes approval. I believe next up is the National Office and Pacifica Radio Archives budgets, neither of which have been presented to the committee. Are you guys making any progress on generating budgets?
Efren? For National, a lot of things are always happening. I'm really having difficulty attending to the budget. Every day, new things.
Okay, so look, I understand that you all have a completely impossible situation to manage and that you're doing more than one person's job right now. All we need is a realistic estimate. And I totally understand if it's a while, but a realistic estimate of when we'll be able to look at a national office budget. Because it's not doing us any good to keep scheduling meetings where we have nothing to look at.
When is the next meeting, the next conference call?
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks. I should be able to finish this in less than 2 weeks. I should be able to complete it already, even before 2 weeks. You should receive your copies in about 10 days, 7 days to 1 to 10, 7 to 10 days. So you could review at the most. The least number of days you'll have is 4 days to review.
Okay. And John or Efren, are either of you supervising completion of the Pacifica Radio Archive budget?
Yes, both Efren and I have been working with Brian on this. He is trying to get figures from because the central services fees from the stations are what fund his budget. He's trying to get information from the stations on this, and there's been some difficulty, but we are working on it.
This afternoon, Mariana and I spent almost an hour with her budget because she needed help in changing figures. It's almost an hour, from almost 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Michael, who is that?
Go ahead, Michael.
So am I understanding that as of last year, we changed the procedure so that the PRA determines how much it can cover of its own expenses from its own sources, and then based on that, we determine the central services, not the other way around. He doesn't have to get information from the stations about what they're going to pay him. He has to give us a budget so that we can figure out how much the stations need to pay.
That is the procedure we followed last year. It's why we've been asking for national budgets for the past 3 months. I mean, at this point, Efren, John, what I suggested to both of you and Brian on an email thread was that you carry over the central service figures from last year as a starting number.
Can you just do that, Efren, for the draft?
Yeah, I'll mention 4 years average sales, or I mean 4 years listener support average, and then 8.
No, you're overcomplicating it. It's a fixed monthly amount in FY 2015. Just paste that amount into the new budget.
What do you mean fixed monthly amount? I don't think I understand.
The central services fee.
Yeah, central services, yes.
In the current fiscal year, we set a fixed monthly amount for each station. Just use that same amount for now in the draft of the PRA budget.
I can tell you what it is. In fiscal year 2015, the sum total of central services for the Pacifica Radio Archive is, from all sources, is $17,380 per month.
Did you get that, Efren?
Yeah, $17,380, $381.
All right. Folks, I apologize. I'm going to have to sign off the call. I have to cover for a coworker who's laid up with an injury at a fundraising event for KPFA tonight. I would like to propose that Michael Novick chair the rest of the call, presuming that he's amenable. Although, if you would prefer someone else chair the review of KPFK's budget, that might make sense too.
I think that makes sense.
What's that, Michael?
I think it makes sense to have someone else chair it, but I do need to turn in on the KPFK budget.
Any volunteers?
I volunteer to nominate Tony Norman.
Tony Norman, you've been volunteered. Do you accept?
This is the chair. This is the next. The only item is the KPFK budget. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, sure.
All right. Good night, everyone. Good luck.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Who's going to be? Everyone should have. Does everyone have the KPFK budget? And we have the business manager online.
The general manager will be on in 2 minutes. We set a time certain of 7 o'clock, and I think she's coming back on.
In the meantime, does everybody have a copy of it? The correct version and all that? We don't have an issue with that?
Yes, the one we were looking at earlier this evening.
Somebody should state the exact name of that so we all get it.
KPFK semifinal June 2015 to September 30, 2016 budget template 917 NFC REV 1 revision 1 dot XLSX.
Okay, does everybody have a copy of that?
Thank you. Was that the one with severance? Because I think we got one with the same name without severance, and then another one with the severance.
Right.
It was the last one that was sent out this evening.
Okay.
If everyone doesn't have it, is it possible, Mikey, you could send it out to everyone?
Everyone sent it out a couple hours ago.
I'm sorry?
Michael sent it out a couple of hours ago.
Okay, so then everyone has it, correct? I guess we don't hear anyone, so I assume everyone has.
I'm looking for it, KPFK.
It was sent at 7:59 Eastern.
Okay.
Okay. So is that the general manager we have on there?
No, she has another minute.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I told her 7 o'clock. We said it 7 o'clock Pacific time certain. I think she's going back in.
Oh, I thought that was somebody new came on the line, but I guess
Adriana?
That wasn't her. Who is that?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yes. Can we start, Michael, asking you a question?
Sure, go ahead. I was trying to see which phrase I actually had open, but...
Okay, I'm sorry. This is Serene. Hello?
Hey, Drama, did you have a question or what? I didn't hear what you were saying, then I'll hit the ring.
Yes, but Michael said that he's trying to do something else. That's why I didn't...
Okay, Celine.
I was thinking it would be better if we waited until Leslie Radford came on the call. That way she can hear all of the discussion, all of the questions that we have, because right now she's in between, you know, connecting and whatever. But I wanted to ask whether we had said goodnight to Dwayne and Marquise or if they were still stuck on the call.
Dwayne and Marquise, are you still on the line? I guess not, so...
I guess they escaped. Okay.
Okay, so everyone has access or copy to the budget, so we don't have an issue with that. Who is that that just came on the line?
Someone just pressed the stray button.
I'm sorry?
That wasn't the right. Someone just pressed the key.
Okay. While we're waiting, Michael, is it possible you to give us an overview while we're waiting, and then we'll listen to the general manager once you get on?
Yeah. Hang on a second. Let me just... so many different files over here. All right. So... The changes that were made following last week's discussion is essentially there are some reductions in salaries. There are a number of open positions that are being waiting to fill for assistant producers, and those are going to be filled at half time as opposed to full time. And the same is true for the operations director. That's currently an open position. It was eliminated at one point last year, but there is a need for an operations director, and that's going to be filled also at half time instead of full time. And then we had made station management had made such.
I think Michael just left.
Hello?
Michael?
Leslie here.
Woo. Michael?
Okay. We're just going to, Mike is giving a general overview, and then we'll go to you for your report or assessment of the budget. Michael, you want to finish?
Michael got dropped and Leslie came on.
Oh, is that right? Oh. Okay, well, until when we get, okay, Leslie, you want to give us an overview of your budget? We were listening to Michael, but he dropped off, so we'll...
Okay.
When he comes back on, and we'll let him wrap up.
Okay. As I said in the notes I sent you, I have pulled out all. Okay, you're back. You want to pick it up where you left off? I had me on.
Please go ahead. Anyway,
as I said in the notes, I've pulled all the grants since we don't have any awarded at this time. I've pulled all of the expenses related to those grants. I have included the sustainers based on our September 2015 amount. I've reduced the car donations a bit because I think they were a bit higher than we could anticipate. I have reduced the salaries schedule for any new hires, but not any continuing people. I've included December in the work reduction, which I did not have in November. And I've included pretty much all of the vendors' payables in the budget this time. So those are the changes from last time.
Okay, Michael, you want to finish your overview or wrap up? And then we'll take a step. Michael?
Oh, yeah, sure. It is a very tight budget. It's I know that people, we try to come up with a fund drive plan that corresponds to roughly what we'd be able to do, but with doing it in fewer days, the justification of that is that we just did a two-day flash mini drive to make sure we could get through the current fiscal year in this month, paying our bills and meeting our payroll. And we basically did that drive with regular programming and no premiums to speak of. And we're able to fulfill, meet the goal of $30,000, finishing up about 7 hours early. From what was projected. So I think that it gives us some confidence that we can do what we're proposing with the fund drive, which is to, you know, have fewer days of actual on-air fundraising. This year we had, I think, over 140 days of on-air fundraising, plus maybe one for the archives. And this proposal, I think, is 102 days of on-air fundraising. We set the... generally speaking, we set the fulfillment rate at in the 82% range, which is more realistic than last year's. And so I think that those numbers are, you know, fairly credible. We do have a number of other. The only way to get the money into the budget is to put it down as fund drive days. But basically, we're talking about doing quiet drives, having, you know, kind of constantly having all shows remind people that they can pledge on the website. And there's quite a bit of that over the course of the year to come up with the listener support we need. We did enter, I think the other difference with this one is we were able to enter the extended EFTs, the people that have signed up as sustainers, and so that increases the listener support total. I think the one question that is outstanding is how to enter into the template, the back payments for central services that we do not meet this year. There's no line for that in the template at all. And my suggestion was, I know in the cash flow tab, let me see if I can find that one.
Yeah, that will be the cash flow, accounts payable.
So we would just, that's what I'm saying, I think we treat it as an account payable, just like any other account payable, and put it there. Let me see if I can find that. So in the cash flow forecast tab, you have, there's a line, where is that? Line 40, payment of old accounts payable. So we would have to include the money that we owe for last year's unpaid central services would go in there. So I think we'd have to make that. Somebody's trying to speak?
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, I had a question about that. So that will, if we put it, will we enter that on the cash flow tab and then it would get transferred somehow into the budget, or do we enter it somewhere in the budget and get transferred to the cash flow tab? I wasn't clear on that.
You can use the cash flow because that's a payable. In the budget, it's only the revenue and the expenses that we show.
Okay, so we would just put it on the cash flow tab and not in...
Under the accounts payable.
Okay. All right, thank you.
This is Lydia.
Okay, we're taking, Rudy, you have, you going to speak on a stack, or you have a... Okay, we'll take a stack. Okay, Lydia, yes.
Adriana.
You got Lydia, Adriana.
Okay, so Lydia. I want to say, why can't we add to our templates the intercompany payable, account payable, because there is a very definitive legal distinction between an external debt and something that we are as one entity allowing between units. I really think that because we have so many units, all but one that I think has, is facing the situation in terms of not being current with its central services, that it warrants an additional line in the cash flow. Okay. Efren, is there any reason we can't add and create?
I think we can add that. We will expand the capital expenditures. Okay. We will put it as capital expenses, and we can add a row, insert that under capital expenses will be capital expenditures, and another will be settlement or payments of central services.
Yeah. If we could just have a distinct category, that would be much easier and far more reliable in terms of developing our budgets, our debt, and how we approach this. Our financial institutions, those have to be really clear. Thank you.
Adriana?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at the numbers on your budget compared with what Efren sent us with the income statement for August 31st. Mm-hmm. If these numbers are correct, what I can see the projection, and if you are, at the end of September, your projection for September is right. You have a listener support, the income will be biggest this year than what you have projected for 2016. Because you have already, according to Efren, you have already till the end of August 3,073,823 and projected 133. It means that the total will be 3,207,207 compared with the budget that you are presenting for 2016. That will be even smaller than that. It's 3,154,000. You are like more than $50,000 over what you have in 2015, if the numbers are correct. The second thing that I'm looking at here, in line 28, personal cost, you have 1,593,942. That would be, according to Efren, almost $200,000 less than 2015.
Right.
Yes, that's right. Only 200,000. Yes, that's right.
Okay. And I can see the total expenditures, line 33, that you will be almost $400,000 under what you spent in FY 2015. What I'm reading is all these numbers because I think that talk about the budget, that is true, the difference is small, the surplus is really small, but you prove in 2015 that you can raise that money. You raise more than you are in 2015 than what you are projecting for 2016. And when I see total expenses, I see that you are almost $500,000, $475,888 under FY 2015. I know that it's not easy, but it's a pleasant surprise for me because before the numbers from Aaron were a bunch of questioning if that money is real or not. And you have proven here, if the numbers from Efren are right, and I hope that they are, you are in better shape than I was thinking that you were.
I'm sorry, did you want to respond to that?
Can we review again the file name that we have? On the last part, it says, it's 917 NFC Rev 1, FY 2016 annual budget.
Yes.
That's the budget we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, it seems that the columns for 2015, June, July, August, September, they were not revised, Michael? Did you not use the August income statement, which I sent last week, to update
the passive...
You did not have the chance?
No, I filled in the August numbers. We're still working with the projections.
May I add something? I'm sorry.
Yes, Adriana, you have something. You have another question if you want to clarify your original question, I guess.
I didn't go to how you projected 2015, FY 2015. What I'm comparing is the real numbers that Efren gave us for August 31st, and I'm adding just the projections from 2015 only for September. It means that doesn't matter. I think that in what I'm saying, I'm counting everything that already happened, and if the numbers of September are realistic, you have to go to 2015 to 2016.